Welcome to the Ashley Hand Show and to Reignited, a series of potent conversations with incredible individuals who have risen from the ashes of who they once were and reimagined, rediscovered, realigned, and reignited the most liberated expression of who they are now. So if you're in the midst of a transition, a shift, or maybe even a dark night of the soul, this is for you. And as for me, I'm Ashley Hand, brand strategist, entrepreneur, author, coach, and as of last year, I am now a mother, which in and of itself has been one of, if not the most transformational experience of my lifetime. It's why I took off over a year from this very podcast. I have been deep in my own process of rediscovering, realigning, and reigniting this new version of me. And if you want to hear more about that story, listen to the first episode of this series. Now, let's get ready to feel reinvigorated and reignited in today's episode. Oh, and be sure to stay tuned until the very end because I am announcing something super special and time sensitive that I'm really excited about. Let's dive into it. My guest today is an incredibly amazing, powerful, and gorgeous thought leader in the field of wealth, energetics, and feminine leadership. Her name is none other than Taylor Simpson, and her work is renowned. It's been featured in Forbes, Vox, ABC, Fox News, The Washington Post, you name it. She is super passionate about helping women activate their truth, expand into their fullest potential, and most of all, unapologetically own all of who they be. Taylor is the host of the Embodied Woman podcast, which, by the way, I was just a guest on there, so go give that a listen. It was awesome. And she's also the founder of Untamed. She is a motivational speaker and philanthropist, and she has become one of my good friends. We had so much fun jamming out on this podcast episode. So without further ado, let's dive into it. Taylor, I am so excited to jam out with you today. And especially, we're just talking before I hit that record button. I am personally very excited to hear your reignition journey, your story. I have not heard it yet. So I'm just excited for my audience to meet you, to fall in love with you like I have. You're just such an amazing woman. And just thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Such an honor. I'm so excited to go there and drop in and see like what wants to be unraveled and shared and lit up. So honored to be here.
Yes, I love it. So yeah, I would love just wherever you kind of feel called to start, I'd love to hear your sort of Phoenix rising from the ashes story.
I like to joke, I've been, as we all have, been through multiple iterations of self. And so really the story that stands out the most for this conversation leads from my rock bottom, the Phoenix rising, as you would say, which I love. And that rock bottom was, I can remember like it was yesterday. I was sitting on my couch with my, spoiler alert, ex-husband, then husband, and I had just drank an entire bottle of wine and eaten an entire sheet of Oreos and just got in a fight with him and was just like in a really crunchy, sad, ugly space. And on the outside, life looked really good. I worked on Capitol Hill. I ended up working for the UN. I have all the degrees, the house, the marriage, everything. And inside, I was absolutely miserable. And multiple turn of events, spending a night in jail, having anger issues, eating issues, alcohol issues. That night really was the, what am I doing? Like, this is not who I am. Like, where did the little Taylor covered in glitter who was dancing and singing and happy and wore pigtails? Like, where did she go? Because who I was in that moment, I knew was so far from who I was in my core. So the next day, I put myself in anger management in Overeaters Anonymous and began working with different mentors to help just get my shit together and to heal is what I thought that was. And before I knew it, I went through a spiritual awakening and realized that the life that I was living was absolutely not true to me. And all the time and the career I put into the on Capitol Hill and the UN I could not see myself continuing to work in these environments. And so I began working on my own passion project, which was fitness and nutrition, started an online company through fitness and nutrition, eventually quit my 9-to-5, went full-time entrepreneurship, got divorced, ended up living with my best friend in her basement after she like just got married a few months prior because I had nowhere else to go, didn't know what I was going to do, but I just knew everything had to like just burn down, quite literally. Everything had to be Control-Alt-Deleted and start anew. And so when I was living in my best friend's basement, divorced, everything was in storage, was definitely homeless because I had no plan on what to do next. I had no idea on what to do next, but I knew that what I was creating with my business was what was lighting me up and giving me life. And so that was the wings that it gave me, serving people, creating content, allowing people to remember who they are, to feel better, to be happier, was giving me life. And then fast forward, you know, years later, here we are today. So that's the Phoenix rising.
Wow. So wait, how long ago was this? Like, when were you living in your friend's basement? When did all that happen?
Yeah. So anger management, that happened, I would say eight years ago now. And then best friend's basement 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And then I got remarried, which we're coming up on our 5-year anniversary. So
wow. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. So I'd love to know, like, what were the scariest parts in that journey? Like, I know that those were some really big, uncomfortable leaps of faith yeah. that you took. As you said, there was no plan. Like, it wasn't like you had like this, like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, you just quite literally diving headfirst into the unknown. So like, I'd love to know, like, what was that sort of dialogue? What was it? What were those mm-hmm. conversations like, and how did you navigate that?
Yes. Well, leaving the 9-to-5, I'll touch that one first. My office was my dining room table in my teeny tiny apartment. And so that was just, it was this moment of, do I want to continue to work in this corporation that was just slimy and just not a high vibe place and very toxic? Or do I want to do this thing that lights me up and trust that's what's lighting me up is going to support me? It was a fork in the road of either continue to be in the dark and hate my life or do what's scary. And I just followed the spark. I followed the joy and just let that light guide me. And then when it comes to the rock bottom of choosing to go to anger management and spending a night in jail, it was very much a, well, I can't get much lower than this right now in my life. And so like actual rock bottom,
yeah,
nowhere deeper to go. And that one was a, well, since I can't go down any further or back any yeah. further, I can only choose the light. I can only choose going up and then getting divorced. It was, again, a fork in the road of, I can continue to stay in a toxic relationship with a person that we married really young. We're not, clearly not each other's person. Or I can just live in my friend's basement and figure it out. I'm like, okay, which one feels lighter? Which one feels like more joy? So I just kept asking, like, which one feels lighter? Which one feels like more love, more joy? Not knowing that I was like trusting God or a higher power, because I went through a time where I was an atheist, an anti-God. And so it was like, follow the light. And that kept guiding me out.
Wow. Wow. Wait, like, yeah, I love this. And it takes a lot of bravery to, like, what's that? Is that a Merriam quote, right? That like, it's our greatest light, like our greatest power that we're actually the most afraid of. And so I'm curious also, when you decided to quit your corporate job that you had, right? Did you have like kind of clients lined up? Did you have kind of a business plan or anything like that? Or was it like, no, I just know that this is the direction I want to go. I don't have anything kind of lined up. I'm just going to quit this and start this. Like, I'd love to know like yeah. that transition piece. Yeah,
totally. So I was doing boot camp. So I started an Instagram account before it was like with like videos. It was me sharing my gym outfits. And so I grew quite a bit of a following and community on social media. They became for my online programs. They then came to my boot camps, ran free boot camps just to raise awareness and to get together. And so I had a good amount of clients to jump off ship. So I had replaced my income at my 9-to-5. So I had the foundation, but I had no fucking business plan. Like, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. It was just like, great, I have people that I'm helping. They're getting results. I'm making the money I made at my 9-to-5. I'll figure it out.
Yep, yep.
Very much a I'll figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I love that. You know, one of my favorite mantras, because I think, and this is where I think you and I are definitely a little different, Taylor, is I am definitely like, even my questions I'm noticing are like such analyzer questions, because I'm such a little analyzer. That's just my personality type. And you're just very like free, very free spirited. And I felt that about you the instant I met you, which I love so much. But a mantra that I have really adopted and that I live by now, which was so freeing for me, which is it's actually not my job to know the how. My job is simply to declare it, to believe it, to embody it and take aligned action, and that the how will actually reveal itself after it's already been done, right? Mm-hmm. Because like I would get so stuck a lot of times, and even though, yeah, I had my own big leaps that I did, whenever I do, for me, like say I stall a step that I want to take, or I'm like that thing, whatever that thing I come up against is, it's always a how thing. Well, how is that going to, well, how? But it's, if we really think about it, it's like, if you're about to venture off and to do something that you've never done before, how can you expect to know exactly how to do it? You've literally never done it before. You know?
Straight up. And that's right? Where it's like, I trust God. I trust the universe. Like I love being new at things. And, you know, I think of the how, and I love that mantra of yours. Thank you for sharing that. Cause it's like, in the end, it isn't our job to know the how. Like God, the universe, source will guide us on what to do. And when we're new at something, like right now I'm putting together my very first festival and I have no fucking clue what I'm doing. Wow. I have a team that helps me, but I'm like, I've never hosted a festival before. So I'm now in that position of just like, it's not my job on like how, it's my job just to continue to be a clear channel of love for love in love for a higher power, for source, for the world. And the how will fall into place. So I'm in it right now where I am in like jumping off.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love that. I love that you're doing that. I feel like you definitely mentioned that to me maybe at the bachelorette party. But by the way, guys listening, we were, that's how I met Taylor. We were at a bachelorette party for one of our dear friends, Mel Wells. Yes. But yeah, I think I remember you mentioning that. And I was like, damn, that sounds like so
I was like terrified.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, it's terrifying and exciting. So it's always great to hear people, their story on podcast and think that they never like hit up against walls. Like I'm in it right now.
Yep. I feel that, sister. I feel that so hard. I feel that so hard. Yeah. I agree with you. I feel like sometimes it's like even this podcast series I'm doing, Reignited with Reignition Stories. There are so many, as you said in the very beginning of this, which is I've been had so many iterations of myself, right? You'd said that. I've had so many iterations. And the cool thing is, you know, I also feel like something that can stop a lot of people is like, oh, but let's say that I do go all in on this thing and I follow that joy, as you said, I follow the joy, I follow that light. What if I end up not wanting to do that anymore? Like, what if it actually, I decide, actually, I want to pivot and do something else? My answer is great. You get to do that too. Like, just like how you're like, all right, this is another thing I'm doing. That's completely, I've never done before. And I'm doing it. It's like, that's the beauty of sort of following our joy and following our light is right. There's so many layers to it that we get to discover through the journey, you know?
It's like, I refer to that as the art of unattachment. So it's like the art of letting go, right? How do we surrender? Well, we just let go. Surrendering is the act of letting go. And so we practice the art of unattachment. We allow ourselves to be the one all, the be all at all times. And therefore, whenever we do, are like we're in a relationship or a business or even a program you create that you're just like, I'm over it. Like it's complete. When we practice the art of unattachment, it's I trust in this moment, this is complete and letting that be enough because that means on the other side, something's better. Better than we could even comprehend or imagine, because it's truly in the magic of the unknown where magic is revealed. That's why a lot of people are scared of the unknown, but the known happens in the known. And that's kind of boring. Magic
totally
happens in the unknown. And that's where the good shit is.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. I was just reading. Have you heard the book, Whatever Arises, Love That? You heard of this?
No.
Book? Oh, it's one of my all-time favorites. I read it multiple times. I usually read it at least twice a year. It's just one of my favorites. I was reading it this morning and it was talking about confusion and feeling lost. And I feel like we have such a judgment that we place collectively. It's just this judgment around being lost as a bad thing, or being confused, like not knowing, as you just said, not knowing, being confused is not knowing. That's literally what it is. And we kind of judge it like, but I should know. It's like, but really? Should you really know? And how you just said, it's so true. And I was reading about that this morning, is actually it's in those confused, lost spaces that our greatest awakening and greatest blessings that we've yet encountered appear and are revealed to us. Like that is, like you said, where the magic happens. And so even if you're listening right now to this episode and maybe you're at a point in your life where you're feeling a little lost, you're feeling a little confused, you're lacking clarity, right? Just know that you're actually not lacking anything at all. And this is actually, if anything, the most beautiful possibilities and experiences are about to be revealed to you, and stuff that you could have never planned for or created an agenda for, right? It's like, that's where the magic happens. So just resting in that, I thought that was really, really powerful, you know?
So powerful. And we can like live our lives that way. I truly believe they get easier and smoother. And we attract the people who also get that, who are also walking that path. Then all of our lives get easier. It truly is a ripple effect.
Yeah. And just taking it step by step, like step day by day, moment by moment, practicing divine presence. Like that's really what it is. When we're like worrying about, oh, but I don't know what's going to happen if this, blah, 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 or like we're thinking about where we just came from, we're missing the magic that's right there for us in the present and connecting to our intuition. Because I've found that in order to even connect to my intuition and the intuitive next step to take, I've got to be present.
100%. That's why I believe when we're in the shower, we get the best ideas. When I'm down in the gym working out, I get the best ideas because we're in the body, we're present, and we're in total receptivity state. Mm-hmm. And so whenever I get in the how or the thinking, well, what if this happens? I immediately pause and catch myself and think, in this moment, I am not in a receptive state. In this moment, I am in a reactive state. Therefore, I'm in a contracted state. And when I'm in a contracted state, I'm blocking off the flow of consciousness. I'm blocking off the flow of source. So therefore, if I want to have a smooth journey to the end destination that I can see and can hope for and let be revealed, I get to, need to, have to be in a state of receiving. And the moment that I shift that, of I'm choosing in this moment, if I'm having the confusion or the overthinking, wait, I choose in this moment to be in a receiving state. And I allow myself to receive the guidance, the ideas, the pings that will help me with step B and step C and step D. And it really does bring us to your point, like that presence, the present moment, where we truly do get the hits, the inspiration, the nudges, or the books that just happen to be gifted to us, or a quote that we scroll by on social media that just lands and changes the rest of our day. But if we go on even social media, for an example, contracted, doubtful, confused, overwhelmed, all up in our head, well, then we're going to only see content that confirms that and reflects that. Mm-hmm. And then we get heavier and heavier and heavier, because we're manifesting more contracted opportunities. But if we go on social media from a place of inspiration and receptivity and clarity, that's where all of a sudden posts start landing, quotes come across us, and again, just keep propelling us onto a clearer, lighter path. So just a few kind of tangible nuggets there.
Yeah. What was the, it was a declaration you said, was it, I am now receptive, or what did you, I'm in receptivity mode, or what did you say?
Like I love that. In this moment. Yeah. When I catch myself projecting reactive in this, I declare it like in this moment, I am choosing to be in a receptive state. So like I am choosing to
love
be
that.
Because another one of my mantras is choose our choices. Don't let our choices choose us. So choose to be in a receptive state. Versus letting the contracted state choose us.
Yeah, or the circumstance choose, or anything external from us choose it. Yeah.
Yes.
I feel that. Yeah, I have a similar practice with beliefs. instead of, you know, sometimes these affirmations, at least for me and a lot of my women, because, you know, like attracts like, it's the analyzer, the skeptic in me, whatever that is, where I'll like say a mantra. It's like, I am da 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 XYZ, right? But it's like, but I don't really believe that yet, right? Because it's not actually true yet. So part of me feels like I'm lying. Like, y'all know if you're listening to this.
Yeah, I don't believe in mantras. I don't believe in affirmations. I don't believe in mantras.
Saying, it's like almost like I'm lying to myself. Like, what's the fake it till you make it type of vibe, right?
It doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for me. I've heard it works, but for me, I will just say, thank you.
Yep.
So I say instead, I activate the thing that I always have access to, that is like my biggest gift, which is the gift of choice that I always have that nobody can take from me, which I will say I choose to believe XYZ, right? Because that for me, it's like empowering. It reminds me that I have been subscribing to a belief pattern that is not freaking working for me. It's not in alignment. It's not even what I want. It makes me feel icky, blah, blah, blah. Okay, got it. This is what I'm choosing. I may not believe it yet fully in my body. This is what I'm choosing to believe. This is like, I'm hitting the subscribe button here, not over there. I'm hitting unsubscribe over here and I'm subscribing over here. You know?
I'll sprinkle in something that I bring into that. I'm the same thing as you. I can't say a mantra and affirmation if it doesn't feel good. I'm like, this, the body listens. And so if I'm not fully behind it, it's not going to work. So what I do is I put in, I'm in the process of. So say like, I am a money magnet, or I am a billionaire, or whatever it is, right? I'm in the process of becoming a billionaire, or just even feeling sexy. Like, I'm in the process of learning how to feel sexy. So just that I'm in the process of allows the logical mind to like tune it down a little bit and say, all right, I can get behind that. We're in the process of it.
Yes.
And then the affirmation moves through us versus us forcing the affirmation to move.
That's a good one, Taylor. I like it. I really like that a lot. I love too that it's you're evoking the beauty of each of our processes are so unique. So it's I'm in my own process. Like, this is my process of becoming XYZ. Like, I love that because there's so much beauty and juiciness in our processes if we choose to be present in the process. So I love that. You're really presencing the process there, which is really beautiful. Thank you for that nugget.
You're welcome. I got all the nuggets.
that's the best. We'll just sprinkle in nuggets everywhere. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I know we're nearing up the end of the episode. I would love to know, first off, how the women listening can learn more about you, where they can go to find you. I know you hang out on Instagram. Also, if you want to like talk about the festival a little bit and drop that in here, we're happy to put the links in the show notes so they can check out and learn more as well.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Well, I hang over on Instagram. At I am Taylor Simpson. And then I have a podcast as well, which Ashley is going to be on, the Embodied Woman Podcast. And yes, the Untamed Festival. Oh my goodness. You can just DM me the word festival and we'll share all the information. But it's being dubbed the ultimate high vibe slumber party in Costa Rica. Like, we're going to be having DJs, live performances, workshops, body paint, glitter, like hair braiding stations, tattoos, on the beach in the most luxurious retreat center that we could find in all of Costa Rica. And it's actually the only all women's festival in Costa Rica. So it's a fucking vibe.
I didn't even know it was all women. That's amazing.
Yeah,
I
it's all women. Part. Yep, wow. It's all women, women only. That way it's like everyone feels totally safe to be whoever they want to be. And we're working with the different feminine archetypes each day. We'll be working with the dark feminine, the luxury living goddess, the womb witch, all these archetypes to activate and express and shine each of them. And it's just going to be such a gathering of light workers, healers, and just amplifying our field together and therefore healing the world. Because I really believe when women come together in love, for love, of love, our ability to heal the planet simply by gathering and dancing and laughing and getting dressed up, we truly get to heal the world. So the underlying tone of the festival is to raise the collective consciousness by gathering and dancing and expressing ourselves.
Amen. Yes. Amen, sister. Yes. I'm a full yes to all of that. Yeah.
Love it.
I'm right there with you. That sounds beautiful. Yeah. That sounds amazing. Yeah. And just like,
yes.
First off, just I really want to honor you for taking that another yet big uncomfortable leap. That's also like as much, I'm sure, exciting as it is like, oh my gosh, what the heck am I doing? Right. Like, I just want to presence that and just say, I'm so proud of you. And I'm so excited for you. And I can't wait to hear all about it. And I might need to like check this out because I might need to go to that because that sounds freaking amazing.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
Well, actually, what we can do if anyone's listening that's like feels called, we'll have a code Ashley. So if you come to the festival, I'm gonna give my team a heads up. Use the code Ashley and it'll give you $500 off of your ticket. So DM me the word festival and we'll give you a link and just type in Ashley as your code and we'll gift you $500 off of your entire ticket for the festival.
Oh, that's so generous, babe. Thank you so much. That is so sweet.
You're welcome. Oh. You're welcome.
Ain't she just the best? I told you guys. All right, my love.
Oh, well, thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much for coming on. That was so fun. I knew it was just going to be so fun to jam out with you. So happy I got to discover and learn your story. I connect with it and resonate with it in so many different ways. I'm sure the ladies listening can as well. Yeah, so just thank you so much for giving of your beautiful energy and your time on this episode today.
Thank you for having me on. Such an honor.
All right, ladies, we'll see you on the next episode. If this episode made a difference for you, please, please be sure to leave a rating and review. It means so much to me and it fuels me to continue to create more content and episodes like this. Also, as promised, I have a very special and exciting announcement to share with you. If you are either 1, not feeling fulfilled in your career and you're looking to transition out of your 9-to-5 and create a passion-based, purpose-driven, successful business of your own, or 2, you've already taken that step and created your online business, but you feel like something has just not been working and clicking the way you really desire it to. Maybe you've been stuck at a certain income level and sort of hitting a glass ceiling that you're ready to break through. Or maybe you're just feeling a bit lost or intimidated or overwhelmed with where to start, what your next steps are, to really go from just surviving in your business to really thriving in it. And you just really, really desire to feel ignited and on fire and unstoppable in your career. You deserve to feel that way. And you want to do it in a way that does not compromise your ability to feel fulfilled and your freedom to do whatever you want, whenever you want, with whoever you want. Well, keep listening, sweetheart, because I have got a something special that might be just the thing you've been looking for. I am super excited to announce that I am launching the Ignite Your Brand Mastermind for women who are ready to step into an accelerated, results-driven container that uses my proven framework that I've used over and over again in multiple programs that has a 95% success rate in women hitting their business goals and creating massive results. I am so freaking passionate about this framework because I've seen it work time and time again, and nothing excites me more than when I see my women unstoppable, fully ignited, and on fire in their business and their lives. My goal is ultimately for them to reach theirs. So if this sounds exciting, enticing, or intriguing at all to you, and you'd love to be a part of a group of powerful, soul-aligned, amazing women in a program literally designed to accelerate you from where you are now to where you want to be, then click that link in the show notes to learn more and apply. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.